Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Now, something else we're going to talk about this weekend. Something that just happened. It was 420, right? Certainly did not look like what we have come to expect in the city of Vancouver. In fact, it was downright quiet. No big gathering, fences up at Sunset Park. Police were there letting people know that if they set up a booth and tried to sell a cannabis product, well, they'd better have a license to do so. And all I have heard from people when we talk about this is, what took so long? Well, that's a good question. So let's ask Tom Digby, Vancouver Park Board Commissioner for the Vancouver Greens, who joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning, Simi.
What did take so long for this to happen for 420?
Well, we've always, it's always been a protest, unpermitted event. And, you know, the park board and the police always put up, you know, they say, look, you're supposed to have a permit here. And this year it just didn't come together. We don't, I don't know why. We have a park board meeting this evening, and I'm going to be asking staff, but how about this? I mean, maybe, just maybe, we've evolved past the protest phase of around cannabis. I mean, maybe it's just, I don't think it was necessarily the park board or the police at all. Maybe we've just moved on. And that would be a welcome relief, I think.
Right. Do you think the fencing had something to do with it, though? The fencing was up. There was no access to a place where I guess people had gotten used to gathering at.
Yeah, well, you're talking about the Sunset Beach.
Right.
There is fencing up there. I think you were allowed to go in there inside through the fencing as long as you weren't carrying like heavy loads and you didn't have like trucks and things bringing. I think you were allowed to get in there. Now there was a fairly substantial 420 event at the art gallery at Robson Square. So I don't know if you noticed that there was. So I drove past the Sunset Beach area around 4 o'clock, and there was really no one there. I kind of thought that was kind of weird. But at Robson Square, there was a fairly big crowd, and they were having a good time. Very peaceful. Big clouds of smoke going up. A lot of people find that offensive. My wife certainly held her nose, but it looked pretty peaceful to me, and the police were taking good care there. So, you know, the event still took place.
So you're feeling that perhaps maybe what's happened is that it has just outgrown the protest phase, and that's why it kind of wasn't what we normally see?
Well, we've always wondered, what's the protest? We legalized cannabis 2018, so it'll be like people are allowed to party, all right? We support people having a good time, but maybe just the context of this event just didn't work out. Maybe the organizer didn't really get it together. But, you know, a simple low fence that's only about, chest high should, you know, if the event really was going to take place, it probably would have been able to find a crack in that fence and make it happen.
Okay, what about the idea of enforcement, though? I understand, like, police were there handing that out. Yes, finally, telling people, do not sell these products. It's against the law. Do you think that made a difference? And was that different from a previous year?
Well, you're always allowed to sell if you have a permit, a license to sell. And what happened this year was there was at least one person I know up at the Robson Square who didn't have a permit, was just, you know, homegrown seller of stuff, and they got busted. But everybody else seemed to have a permit with, you know, proper duly authorized goods. And even though they were selling in the wrong place at the wrong time, they weren't busted because technically they were allowed to sell. So, I think people are licensed to sell, and you can buy cannabis at your corner store. So we're not opposed to that.
Right. So you feel like, hey, maybe it's turned a corner?
We're hoping. I don't know. You remember when you were, before you were 19, and having a beer was like a big, exciting thing. And then after you turned 19, it was like, oh, it's like, so what? You know, it's not such a big deal anymore. So kind of thinking that might be happening, though, cautiously optimistic. I mean, I'm not challenging anyone. Probably there'll be protests. I mean, the Robson Square event was pretty big, but it was friendly, and, you know, it was a good crowd there. So I'm optimistic that we've turned the corner.
Well, we'll see what happens. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Okay. Happy Earth Day, Simi.
Same to you.
Earth Day today. All right.
Thank you. That's Tom Digby, Vancouver Park Board Commissioner for the Vancouver Greens, talking about the 420 protest that wasn't at Sunset Park. It certainly didn't look like the huge thing we've seen in years past, where there's booths and people selling things and there's some kind of festival that popped up there. Nope, there was nothing like that. There was, I guess, a protest. People gathered, but there was not a lot of what we normally see there. So have we turned a corner on that? If you want to weigh in, simi@cknw.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.